Hey, this is Laura.
And Steven.
And this is our podcast, Midday Musings, where we take our lunch break to talk about the things that are on our mind. Today is another installment of Red Flags Friday, where we unbox the Grim Rabbit game and design terrible dates for each other. We are talking long fingernails, serial killers, and off-putting dirty talk. Who will win? Let's get into it. Hey there, Steven.
Hello, Laura.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too. Is it Red Flags Friday again?
How did you know?
I knew because I am psychic. I am el psíquico. That's what they called me in high school.
Oh, I see. Yes. I feel like it's probably because you see the cards that I've put in front of you.
Well, yeah, but no one on the podcast can see that. But
No, they're secret to the listeners. But you being here visually and literate can identify that we are once again accompanied by red flags,
yes.
The game of terrible dates.
Yes, you're revealing my secrets, and I am excited to jump into another game of red flags. It's a crowd pleaser, and I have a ton of fun going through it, honestly.
Yeah, it's always fun to analyze what is appealing about people and
right? What
is strong enough to make that appeal null and void.
Right? All right, so what do we got here? We got some red cards and white cards. You want to walk us through how this works?
Okay, so Red Flags card game, the game of terrible dates, contains two types of cards. The first card category is white flags. These are characteristics that are like major positives. These are the reasons you would want to date somebody. So you put one of those down. And then you have the second category of cards, which is red flags cards. They're unfortunate characteristics that you use to usurp the appeal of the white flag card. These are cards you use to kind of spoil the positive qualities of the date that you might have.
Yeah, trying to drag down that white card by adding a red card to it.
We're like, oh, you like that? Do you like it now? Do you like it now? So we're going to offer each other desirable date candidates and then try to ruin them.
All right.
Then we're going to discuss whether or not they have been ruined. And that's the skeleton of the thing.
And that's Red Flag Friday.
And that's Red Flag Friday.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
So, do you want to start or shall I start?
I'm going to take a look at my white cards. I'm going to see what I think would appeal to you in particular. All right. All right. Okay. I have something that I think would appeal to you, though it would not appeal to me.
Okay. What do you got? What do you got?
Is royalty.
Oh, okay. Is that appealing to me?
I mean, consider the money. Consider the access. Consider the power. Consider the fancy hats.
Yeah, but the snootiness.
You don't know that they're snooty. They could be that Nordic brand of royalty where they're too self-contained to be snooty.
Okay, all
right. Where they're like riding the subway with everyone else.
So basically dating a princess or a queen or a duchess or something, if they were like a down-to-earth kind of royal, maybe. But to be honest, there's something about like your quest, your anti-royalty, anti-monarchy bent that has kind of spoiled the thought of royalty for me. Like I'm not as interested in it. I'm like, it's fine.
That makes me simultaneously so happy and so sad.
There are other things that I can like. I'm just like, I don't know. Royalty's not actually not a white card for me anymore.
What if it's like royalty in Monaco? Like they're not doing anything. They're not being problematic. People barely know they exist.
You could travel a lot. That's a good point.
Yeah, you could travel a lot. You could stay in some of the prettiest houses in the world.
I eat a lot of fancy food.
Yeah, a lot of fancy food, a lot of people to take care of things. You would never have to do laundry again.
But wouldn't they not have a lot of freedom? They would be hemmed in by their routine and their royal duties, right?
So, I mean, that's the English monarchy, not necessarily all monarchies.
What about my freedom? Wouldn't I be hemmed in too? Because now you're dating a royal. Now you have a lot of public responsibilities. You can't be seen out and about doing XYZ things because, oh no, the implication.
I mean, do you want me to select another white card?
Yeah, like let's get another white card, actually. It's not doing it for me, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then you go ahead and find a white card as I go through this.
Oh, I got one for you. Laura, your white card is owns a time machine. And I'll tell you why. Oh. Do I need to tell you why?
No, that's, you can tell me why, but I was just about to stream an expletive and be like, that is a good white card for me in particular.
Right? I mean, for anyone listening, if you've ever listened to any of our podcasts before, you know Laura loves history. She devours history. If you've ever listened to any of our podcasts before, you know that Laura devours history. She loves history. And so being able to go with someone in a time machine to any place in history, that's a pretty good deal, right? That's a pretty sweet deal. And this doesn't even exist yet.
I'd summer in Minos.
Right?
Couldn't talk to anyone, but it'd be great.
Yeah, I feel like this is perfect for you. Of the white flag cards I've seen, this one is like the most perfect for you.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, so mine for you has all the same hobbies as you.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so we're talking running. We're talking video games. We're talking a needless need to standardize your morning routine. we're talking stoicism. We're talking intensity. Like, imagine someone who would never say you're too much.
Wow.
Because they are exactly like you.
Wow. You know, that last bit, being with someone that never said you're too much. In my experience, I have actually been told a few times, not by you, but by other people, that I was too much. And they're like, I can't do it. You got too much going on, buddy. And I'm like, it made me very sad at the time. So that is hugely compelling. Also, the morning routine. Jeez, we could like have a seamlessly integrated morning routine that was just flawless. We'd get up at 5 and we'd sing with the birds, and I don't know, we'd go to the gym for an hour and a half, and then we'd go running, and then everyone would go off and do their own separate thing. But it would be like a well-oiled machine. Yes, that. Oh,
better than
that.
Royalty?
Better than royalty, yeah. Because royalty has a very strict... They already have a life. They have a whole life.
I mean, they have a routine. I assure you they have a morning routine.
Well, they do, but also, like, you're kind of just going to be an accessory in their life, because I'm not a royal. I'm a commoner, right? Mm. So I would just be like a handbag to a royal, and like their family. Look, I tend to be more of a man of the people than someone who vibes well with like the upper middle class crowd. I think they would see me as a little bit crass, a little bit lowbrow. And I think they
might... I love that you define royalty as upper middle class. Please continue.
Okay, fine. Upper class, whatever. They no, have that vibe. No, do it.
There are billionaires now. These tiny, tiny royals.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. I think they would see me as like beneath them. Like their family would constantly be trying to undercut me, and it would not be fun. Even if they were the best, coolest royal in the world. So yes, this to me is great because there's parody in every sense of the word. Yeah, I'm a fan of it.
Okay. But here's another thing about them. 3-foot fingernails.
Okay, so fun fact about me is that I also have 3-foot fingernails. Wait, no, sorry. I have 3-foot toenails. But they're not actually that long, folks. They're really not. My toenails are always a little bit longer than they should be. So mm-hmm. I can tolerate someone that has 3-foot fingernails. Maybe they... Oh, wait, it's fingernails. I could still do it as long as they're not...
Yeah, you'd have to drive, but it's probably okay.
As long as they're not touching me with those fingernails, I would be okay with it. I thought it's a 3-inch. 3-foot is a whole other ball game.
It is 3-foot.
I would still tolerate it, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
Okay.
You guys have so much in common. Fingernails mean nothing.
It's close, but it's... Anyway. Okay. So for owns a time machine, I'm going to throw a red card down for you and try to ruin them.
Ruin an actually magical characteristic.
Okay. Oh.
Dude, I'd spend so much time in... No, ancient Egypt. Mm-hmm. I'd spend so much time in ancient Egypt.
I know you would. You would live there. You would absolutely live there. I have a game-ending card, I think, but...
Why would you do that for... Fine,
no,
okay.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it yet. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to save that one because I think this one you would be like, nope. Okay, so I'm going to say this is not the game-ending one, but owns a time machine and is dead.
Huh. You know what? I could make that work. In fact, it makes a certain kind of sense, right? Because someone owning a time machine would probably have come from a different time.
Right.
And probably by the like normal temporal metrics, they're gone.
Yeah, they don't exist yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're H.G. Wells, dead as a doornail, but here they are with the time machine.
They're like a ghost, but here they are.
Amazing. I'm into it.
That's why I didn't think that one was game ending. That one is just a very interesting trait. They just happen to be a ghost or something.
Yeah.
All right. So you're still in?
I'm still in.
Okay.
I have another red card, which is funny because it's actually a white card that I saw earlier. Oh, so
okay. What do you got?
This red card is lives off the grid.
Oh, interesting.
So no internet for you.
Wait, you said that one's a white card?
I also saw lives off the grid in my collection of white cards. I'll show you.
Really? Wait, so it's a red card and a white card?
Yeah. See?
Huh. I like my technology. I like my creature comforts and I even like living out in nature. It's fine. But if there is literally no grid, like no electricity, nothing, I don't know that I could do it. But the hobbies would be the same. And I could probably get used to it. My routine would be amazing. Like it would be so honed and I would have no distractions of the technological world. And I could just do anything I wanted. So I could just download a lot of podcasts when I'm on the grid.
Yeah, yeah, you could go onto the grid, like they're off the grid, but you are not like sewn to them.
You know what? I'm still down for it because okay. I feel like the hobbies really connect me. Like it would be a struggle. It would be like having a long distance relationship, but I could still do it. I'm still in. Okay, I got one for you.
Okay.
It's doesn't know the difference between your and your, as in Y-O-U-R and Y-O-apostrophe-R-E.
Possessive or you are.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fine. They come from a different time and language is pretty fluid. Like the difference between Old English, Middle English, and Modern English, miles apart. I'm into it. Let's go.
Oh, right. Because they're dead. They're from some other time. So like, of course their language is going to be different. Ah, I hadn't counted the previous cards. I miscounted the cards, Laura. I miscounted the cards.
Good God, Lemon.
Like a waitress, Lemon.
Okay. Here is my red card. Doesn't like music. Any of it.
Oh, that's so sad. But they have the same hobbies as me. That means they would like music necessarily, but I could still handle it because again, the hobbies thing, the shared activities, the activities partner, I could still handle it because they've got long fingernails, they live off the grid, they don't like music, they probably haven't heard music in years, so all of it makes sense. If I'm accepting someone that lives off the grid and has long fingernails, I think I can accept that they don't like music. Like, I've got headphones, I can listen to it privately.
It's yeah, I feel like all of these idiosyncrasies kind of loop together. Like, they're living off the grid, so that's already some form of eccentricity. Nothing wrong with that. But that eccentricity might lead you to have 3-foot fingernails because of a project, maybe.
Right.
And because of these 3-foot fingernails, you couldn't make any music.
No.
And so perhaps out of spite, you've decided you don't like music, any of it.
Right. I feel like doesn't like any music is sort of under the umbrella of lives off the grid. Like if you've already accepted someone that lives off the grid, you're going to accept they have a lot of weird things. Like maybe they don't like music. They have 3-foot long fingernails and maybe their dog is their grandfather. I don't know. Random stuff. But no, I'm still in. I'm still
in. Okay. Yeah. Still in. Yeah. Still in.
I got one for you.
Okay.
So they own a time machine. They are dead. They don't know the difference between your and your possessive and the other one. And they're also teleported to the North Pole every time they say the word love.
Fine.
Yeah, fine.
I mean, if they've got a time machine, probably it moves locations as well.
But what if it doesn't?
I mean, they have all the time in the world to make their way back. There are plenty of words other than love.
What if every time they say the word love, they're teleported with their time machine over to the North Pole and then it will take them, they will only be able to teleport back to you after a year has passed or 6 months.
Okay. So in my mind, they were teleported without their time machine and I still had their time machine.
Oh, so time would pass for you. Wait, it wouldn't pass for you. No, it wouldn't pass for you.
It wouldn't pass for me, but also I would have unencumbered access to the time machine.
So that's the,
that's a plus.
You could run around and use it for a while and then go pick them up later. They're a ghost. They're fine.
Yeah, yeah. I'd really want to see like 1500s Florence.
Mm-hmm. By yourself, you know.
Maybe by myself, solo, you know, to keep it spicy.
It's a solo lady trip, yeah.
Yeah, solo travel.
It's not cheating if you're in another time period.
Right?
When in Rome. Oh, man.
I'm into it. Can't stop, won't stop.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, here's another one. Name drops during dirty talk.
But like name drops who?
What name would impress you?
If they were saying things like, you remind me physically of insert attractive celebrity here. All right, that's fine. I can still work with that.
Okay, you can still work with that.
Yeah.
Because yeah, okay.
The funny thing is it would probably be very, very like old-timey celebrities because they... celebrities that are very outdated, right? Because right, they've been living off the grid. It's going to be like 80 celebrities. They're going to be like, ooh, you're just like Tom Selleck in Magnum P.I. Like, I want you to like take me like Tom Selleck. And I'll be like, this is so out of time and place. I cannot be jealous at all. It's kind of whimsical and weird.
Oh, you better smile like Julia Roberts.
Right? You and Audrey Hepburn have so much in common.
You're willowy and fawn-like.
Right. It'd be so weird.
Okay, no, you're into it. Do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what do I have here? Here we go. Here's one. All right. I'm going to have to start playing some stronger cards because the goal is to get you off this person, right?
It is.
So owns a time machine, is dead, doesn't know the difference between your and your possessive and the other one, teleports to the North Pole every time they say the word love, and is a serial killer.
I feel like that's just what happens when you move through time. Because, like, Doctor Who?
Oh, that's...
absolutely a serial killer.
That's a fair point. He is. By accident.
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Dr. K. Dr. Quien. It would be Dr. Quien in Spanish. Because that's how you say who in Spanish. So you're still in.
Yeah, actually, it occurs to me that all of these things could apply to Doctor Who.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Wow, I didn't even... Yeah,
because... And I would date Doctor Who in a second. Any incarnation.
Because they're...
No holds barred.
They've died multiple times and come back, so is dead. Totally.
Is dead.
I didn't realize I was just designing Doctor Who for you. Wow. Huh.
Thank you.
Huh. You're welcome.
I'm into it.
Okay.
All right, so another characteristic of this individual who has all the same hobbies as you is constantly trying to bang your friends.
Oh, okay.
But imagine how far they'd get, right?
Huh.
With their 3-foot fingernails.
And living off the grid and referencing like, you remind me of a young John Wayne. You've got the physique and abs of a young Meryl Streep. Like, how far would they get?
Right? Like, our cat is constantly trying to leave the house. But how far does she get?
No, she got out the other night.
And then she came back.
She did.
That's all I'm saying.
You know, I wouldn't be worried about my friends so much as my friends' parents being receptive to that because of the old-timey references they would probably throw out there. Like, she kept comparing me to, like, another old-timey TV star, movie star, and I have no idea who that is, but it's working on your dad, so you might want to intervene. Okay. I might still be into that. Yeah, because I don't think they'd get very far.
Okay, let me just do this killer. Won't allow Wi-Fi inside the house.
No! Oh, okay. All right. I off the grid, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Is this relationship over?
No, because I know technologically how to get around it. I could just use my phone as a network and
yeah, tap as a hotspot. Yeah, okay.
I could just use my phone as a hotspot and
you
tap
into that.
You love
that morning routine, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do. No, I'm still in. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, because it's their house. We're not living together. If we were married, that would be another thing. Okay, I've got one for you. And to me, this is the relationship killer.
Okay.
Okay. Because I know you have a thing about hygiene. All of the other things basically is Doctor Who, but refuses to wash their hands ever in any circumstance. Has never washed their hands.
What is their position on gloves?
Wow, you're really into it. Okay. I mean, maybe could gloves. I've seen Doctor Who versions of him or her wearing gloves. Sure. I think maybe they could do gloves.
With gloves, I can do this.
Okay.
I will date Doctor Who. Wow. I don't care how many people he's killed. or she has killed.
Or how little they've ever washed their hands. They could just wear gloves. Wow. Okay. So you're still in.
Yeah. You're still into 3-foot fingernails over here.
Wow.
All right, guys.
I think we did it. Wow.
Yeah. These red flags, they're still being dated.
Nobody won. But didn't everyone win?
In a way, everyone won. And in a way, everyone lost.
Right?
And maybe this is a reflection of your own dating life. Maybe, mm-hmm. maybe you see yourself in these cards.
I really feel like we spoke a lot about, we really doubled down on our tolerance and our resilience here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't trying to win specifically, but I was just trying to see how could I make this work? And that was actually very good. That was a very good card. Has the same hobbies. I'm so into that. So into that.
I thought you might be.
I could tolerate a lot of pain and torture for...
As long as you don't have to change what you do.
Exactly.
What? Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us, guys.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out with us. And happy Friday. Have a good one. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. This has been Steven.
And Laura.
Thanks for tuning into Midday Musings, the podcast where we talk about all the things on our mind. Be sure to follow us on Spotify and jump into the conversation in our polls and Q&As. We would love to hear from you. Catch you next lunch break.